A special treat for our listeners on Shoals Sports Talk today. Amber Dobbs, you may know her by her Twitter handle, Amber Goes Violining. She is the sensation sweeping the nation right now, using her violin to make tons and tons of Atlanta Braves parody songs, and she does a fantastic job with them. Amber, thank you for joining us on the show today. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing very, very well. And I'm a big fan of parody songs, always have been. And you do a fantastic job. What I want to start off with, the first question that I have is, how long have you been playing the violin?
I actually started formal violin training at about 21 months. So honestly, I don't remember not playing violin. I don't remember not doing music. I've just always loved music so much.
Do you come from a musical family?
I do, yeah. Both my brothers are really great musicians. Both my parents are musicians. It was just kind of a natural thing. I just grew up playing music at home and loved it.
Now, when did you start writing parodies? When did you start covering songs in your own way?
So I started doing kind of like goofy string covers and stuff years ago, just on kind of my own Instagram, just for like family and friends and stuff. But as far as the actual like baseball parody stuff, that's a new thing. The Braves had that crushing loss a few weeks ago. I forget the score, it's like 14-3 or something catastrophic. And I was playing guitar, and then just like these goofy lyrics just kind of started coming out about this Brave loss. And the song was "You've Got a Friend in Me" from Toy Story. And then it just kind of kept going from there. And then I did All About That Cakes and Mike Soroka. So, yeah, it's pretty recent.
So I guess that would lead – well, I've got a bunch of different questions that I want to get to. You play violin, you play guitar. Do you play any other instruments?
Well, honestly, violin is really the only instrument I feel really confident at because that's what my degree is in. I have a degree in violin performance. So violin is really my main thing. I play very little guitar, just enough to kind of play for fun. And I play a little piano as well. Obviously, I minored in piano in college. And I grew up singing, but, you know, violin really is my main thing and what I love playing the most.
How difficult is it to be good at playing the violin? Now, look, I don't play any instruments. I couldn't play a tambourine. But the violin is always, and of course, you know, and I'm sure you've heard it referred to as a fiddle before as well. It's amazing to listen to people play these instruments and perform it at such a high level. So how often do you spend during your day just training and working and playing the violin?
Yeah, violin's super hard. And that's not to say that other instruments aren't really hard as well. But violin is really hard in that, you know, if I don't play for a few days, I'm so rusty. It's like the skills don't really, I feel like with piano and guitar and stuff, just for me, if I don't play for a while, I can pick it back up and I'm kind of like right where I still was at. But if I don't play violin every single day and work on scales and that kind of boring technique stuff every day, I just flat out can't play in tune. And so it's, string instruments are pretty tough, honestly, but you know, the tough is what makes it so awesome, I think. It's what makes it fun, you know?
We're talking with Amber Dobbs. You can find her on Twitter at Amber Goes Violining. Amber Goes Violin at Amber Goes Violin. And she is the young lady who does the phenomenal covers, the parodies of different songs, usually in the form of Braves players or something related to the Braves. You got a new one out, right? The Ronald Acuna Jr.?
Yes, Acuna's. That was a really fun one. I like that one a lot.
Out of all the ones you've done, do you have one that's your favorite?
I personally kind of like, I love All About That Cakes just because I love Mark Kakis. Mm-hmm. But it seems like everybody loved Mike Soroka so much, which was a funny one as well. That was a funny one to do. So I think that seems to be the crowd favorite. But I'm really excited about the Acuna one that I just posted it yesterday. So I think that one's a lot of fun.
So recently you've really taken off with your Braves parodies. I saw you on MLB Network the other day. They were playing, I believe it was the Mike Soroka song that you did. How have you handled all of this fame coming at you all at once?
You know, honestly, it's been fun, and I'm just really excited that people are, finding my goofy songs and things like that, funny. I'm glad that people are enjoying, because I love violin so much. I love music so much. And so it really honestly just makes me super happy that other people are also like, oh, wow, like violin can be cool, or, oh, wow, like music can be super fun. So I'm honestly just super thrilled and excited that other people are, laughing at this stuff as much as I am.
All right, so I want to talk a little bit about your Braves fandom. I want to talk about where it began. I saw on your Twitter you've been a Braves fan since 91. Who fostered the love of the Braves in you? Where did that love for the Braves come from?
I feel like it's that same story, most people my age who grew up in and around Atlanta or even anywhere in the South. We just grew up in our house. TBS was just always on, and the Braves were always on TBS, so it's just kind of like part of the culture, and everybody at school loved the Braves, and I was lucky to grow up in the 90s. That was a really great time to be a Braves fan. So I just always really loved baseball, and my brothers played baseball in school. My grandfather played baseball for the Cardinals farm system. So I've just always really loved baseball, but especially the Braves.
What are some of your favorite Braves memories?
Oh man, this is gonna be a surprising answer, I think. That 33 game hit streak that Dan Ungla had back in 2012-ish.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That was so fun because I felt like there wasn't a ton of super exciting things happening
right
in baseball in general, and that hit streak was super fun. So that was, I know that's maybe a weird answer, but that was a really fun memory, I think. And again, it's the normal, growing up when the Braves won the World Series, that was amazing. And when the Olympics, Turner Field, all that, it was so great to be a kid during that time.
And for that guy, for Dan Ugla to be the Brave who had the hit streak, I mean, look, there were, I remember that as well. And he had a 33-game hit streak and he had 33 hits. that's how it was, but it was amazing to watch.
Yeah, it was such a bizarre thing, and he goes to our church, which is like the craziest thing. That's pretty fun.
Who is your favorite Braves player currently, and who is your favorite Braves player of all time?
So currently probably Acuna. I just think that he has, obviously he's a great player and that's one thing, but there are a lot of people who are great players, but they're not that fun to watch, you don't feel that connection with them as a person. And I just love that he just has this bubbly spirit. He just has this lightness about him and this joy and effervescence that I really enjoy watching. So he's a great player, which is awesome, but he's also just super fun. He seems like a super fun person. Like I would want to be BFFs with him,
Yeah.
So probably Acuna, and then all time, I got to say Dave Justice. I sincerely thought I would marry Dave Justice when I was a kid.
Dave Justice is a great one.
It seems rational. You don't think I'm seven. I really genuinely in my heart of hearts thought, I'm going to grow up and marry David Justice. It didn't work out that way. But we persevere.
Right. We move through it. I get that. Without a doubt. Yeah. I got married in March, and I'm still somehow in my mind thinking Jennifer Aniston is going to change her last name one day to Campbell. So look, it happens. Yeah. I understand that. I get that without a doubt.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so I want to ask you this. After last season, obviously the Braves, a surprise in Major League Baseball. I don't think anybody before the season began last year was saying the Braves are going to win the East, all these different things. Mm-hmm. We've been going through that rebuild for a long time. And so the Braves make it to the playoffs. They take on the Dodgers in the first round, all these different things. Going into this year, we were expecting some big things. I know we've talked about the Braves. We talk about the Braves every day on this show. I said, look, they need to add some pieces to the bullpen, maybe get a starting pitcher. I thought the offense was fine. Whatever. I've got my opinions, and we're not here for that. But my question to you is, are you excited about the way the Braves have played this season, or are you a little disappointed?
Honestly, I'm super excited. I try not to be too much of a Debbie Downer. I kind of keep things in perspective, and I'm like, we have 22-year-old pitchers, but it's like, what was I doing at 21? What was I screwing up in my life at 21 and just, being a knucklehead? So I honestly, I'm super optimistic. You know, young players are only going to get better. That's the thing. You know what I mean? You're not going to see, I don't think it's super common to see a 22-year-old, you know, hit some kind of like epic slump and go into a huge decline. You know what I mean? So I was fine with not seeing huge off-season moves. I'm even okay with where the bullpen is heading. I would like to see some kind of move happen, but I've been pretty excited and pretty encouraged with what's been going on lately. So honestly, all in all, I'm excited. I'm super psyched. I really am.
Yeah, they've given us a lot to cheer for over the past few weeks, especially. It was a little rough at the beginning, but they've got some of those kinks figured out. And of course, when you add a guy like Austin Riley, it makes things a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so you are a professional musician for a career, right? You play your violin professionally for your career?
I do, yeah. I have a music studio as well, so I do some teaching. But I perform a good bit, yeah, and I own a string trio as well. So we do, with my string trio, we do about 50 performances a year, roughly. So I stay pretty busy playing violin, and I love every minute of it. I really do. Nothing else I'd rather do.
So this is a show that very often will start a cause that we want to get behind and then never follow through in it. Right now, I'm going to start a cause that I want to get behind and I want to follow through on it. I want to try and get you to play God Bless America with Timothy Miller at some point during the season.
I'm all about it. You know, I've met him before because he – so I've played a lot at North Point Church here in Metro Atlanta, and he was up there singing one day. He's sung some events there before, so I've met him before. He's just an absolute gem of a person. I would love to play with him. I'm all about it.
We are going to get behind this cause. I'm going to hammer it on Twitter. I'm going to use the station Twitter for my own personal use. We're going to get behind it. Amber and Timothy nodding up for God Bless America this year. I think you could do it. I think it's going to be great, and our listeners will get behind it too.
Yes, because here's the thing, and I'll tell him this too, because I do a lot of arranging for my trio. So that's kind of part of my job is writing music for events and stuff. So I'm all about it. I can totally write up an arrangement for us to do together. It would be amazing.
So do you think you could do God Bless America and then switch immediately to Cotton Eye Joe like they used to do afterward? I don't know if they still do that or not.
Oh, yeah.
You think we could do that?
Oh, yeah, let's do it. Yeah, okay. We'll just write it in the same key. We'll keep it in the same key.
There we go. All right, I like it. This is a cause we're going to get behind. Before the summer is over, we're going to get somebody's attention, and they're either going to block me on Twitter or it's going to happen. This is the cause that I want to get behind. We're talking with Amber Dobbs. Amber, before I let you go, do you have your violin with you?
I do have my violin.
Would you, for my own personal pleasure, play a verse of any of the parody songs that you've written?
Yeah, or you know what? Why don't I give you a little of Tomahawk Chop and you can sing along? I need to hear you do the O's.
Okay. I mean, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Okay. Do you want me to put my phone on speakerphone?
Yeah, let's put it on speakerphone.
The best way?
Yeah, let's try it that way. All right. Now, to my listeners, you know I sing on the show every now and then. I'm not a very good singer, but we will try our best.
All right. I'll get started. You just join in anytime.
All right. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, I can't do it. I tried. I did not want to mess it up, okay, because I know my limitations. That was amazing.
Okay, good.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes. That was awesome.
You know what? I'm so glad that we have a theme song, you know?
Yes.
Like, how many other teams actually have a song?
Yeah, could you imagine being the Tampa Bay Rays? Like, what is their – they don't do anything. They just go out there and they just – if they're doing really good, the 15 people in the stands cheer. But we have something we can do.
Yes, exactly. The only thing that would make the Braves better is if we had it like a dog. You know what I mean? I was really jealous of the Brewers. They have that dog. I forget its name. That's the only thing that would make the breads better is if we had a dog.
Yeah, a dog would work wonders. Let me ask you this before I let you go, Amber. The Braves got a new mascot not long ago, Blooper. Like Blooper or dislike Blooper?
You know what? At first, I was not a fan at all because I felt like it was, first of all, I was like, what is it? And the second, it was kind of like a ripoff. And also, I just don't like change. You know, I'm not a big fan of change. But after going to, you know, a lot of games in person, I think in person, Blooper makes for a fun fan experience.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you've seen, he has like these giant playing cards. So sometimes he'll like sit on top of the dugout and play cards with kids with these gargantuan playing cards, stuff like that. I think that's really fun. So I'm okay with it now. I've made peace with it.
Yeah. I think I'm in the same boat as you. When he was first introduced, I was severely bummed out. And now he's got a good personality. The whole Manny Machado with the giant check thing was hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's coming into his own. Now, like you, I believe that he's a little bit of a ripoff, but the Braves seem to do that from time to time with mascots. See Homer and now see Blooper. But hey, he's doing a good job.
Yeah. Yeah. I think so.
Amber, I have thoroughly enjoyed this. Thank you so much for making time to join us on the show. Of course, everybody, you can follow her on Twitter at Amber Goes Violining, and you will find her parody songs there, and we are going to add them into our rotation as comeback songs if I have your permission to do so.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Fantastic. Amber, thank you so much. We will talk to you a little later down the road whenever you come up with another smash hit, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.